Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports booster. Now we head to the court for the action.
And play-by-play today, Crittenden Prophet alongside Dan Shoup and then Seth back in studio. Welcome aboard. We got a long day full of volleyball here at the state level at Dodge City. We got a big set of pool play today here in A. We'll have coverage of both Valley Heights and Dauphin West. We'll be switching from 92.1 to 93.7 for the Dauphin West games. That will be on next at 9:30. But here, starting up at 8:30, our first matchup, Valley Heights, the sixth seed against Sedgwick, the third. Right now, the Cardinals are 36-5 coming into today, and the Mustangs, they are 29-9 entering tonight. Head coach of Valley Heights, Susan Steinfort, and then Karen Stuckey, the head coach of the Sedgwick Cardinals. Both teams coming in today with, again, a great chance and opportunity to take a state title. Obviously, you need to be the top two teams coming out of pool play to get that opportunity to play it tomorrow on Saturday. And we've seen a little bit of history between these two teams. Valley Heights, they've had a lot of success over the recent years at that state level, and they've made quite a bit of appearances here. And Shoup, what are we going to see here today, especially from this Mustang team?
I'll tell you, I mean, this is going to start this tournament out in the right way. We're going to have two teams going at it that arguably, I mean, could be one of the teams that might end up winning this thing this weekend. The Sedgwick team, I mean, was ranked all year in the top three, so they were. Valley Heights is very deceiving in their record, but you look at who they lost to in their nine losses, you're talking about some very high-level volleyball teams. They went out and played some bigger schools, I assume, to get prepared for this weekend, and we'll see if it pays off for them.
Yeah, eight of those Mustangs' nine losses came to state qualifying teams. 5A, Great Bend, 4A's Clay Center, Concordia, and Holton, as well as 1A, Centralia, and Hanover three times. And those teams, they are competing also here tonight as well. We'll have Centralia coverage on KMZA at 3:30 today. So we're in for a great one again. And, you know, Valley Heights, they came out of sub-state beating Marion 25-18, and they beat Harrington in the sub-state championship game 25-23 and 25-12. So we'll come back again in just a little bit here, and we'll talk more and dive into this first game matchup. Valley Heights, an opportunity to win possibly a state title for the first time since 1992 for Valley Heights, the Mustangs. Again, they've had a lot of success, and this is the third state trip in three straight years, the sixth in the last 8 years, with 20 overall trips in program history for this Valley Heights team. And again, they have a lot of success over the years of being able to get to this state level. It's been since 1992 since they've had that opportunity, and they've had runner-up finishes at the state level in 2002 and then at the latest 2006. And when you can build a historical program like this, like Valley Heights, who has a ton of success, and to be able to get here, well, now three straight years, I mean, what is it for a program that gets them to that level, Shoup, that brings them up and gets this atmosphere in this kind of level and involves this community that they have?
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, it's not something that just happens overnight. The girls program there at Valley Heights, I mean, for at least a decade, have been somebody we've talked about at the volleyball or basketball level. So we have. And you can start back with, I mean, they come from that TVL, and they've had the, I mean, communities in that TVL either had to learn that we got to get our kids bought in at a young age to compete in that league because it's such a dominating, tough league, or you're going to get ran over. So kudos to that community for buying in to what it takes to get their athletic program to where it is. And it's exciting for them because, again, it's year in and year out. You see Valley Heights there. There's somebody you talk about in 2A that you're going to have to go through to get to the state tournament.
Yeah, we'll be back. We'll be back now in just a little bit. Stay tuned here and locked in to 92.1 KMZA.
Have you ever thought about the impact your broadband provider has on our children's educational experience? In today's world, our schools and students rely on broadband internet more than ever for teaching, for interacting, to bring outside expertise into our small schools, and to open up our students' worlds. At Blue Valley Technologies, we believe our students deserve all of the resources in the world, one of the many reasons why we stand by in building a robust fiber network. We wish all the students, families, and educators we serve a successful school year. We are proud to keep you connected.
Local, family-owned and operated since 1926, Wanklin Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wanklin for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wanklin Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wanklin Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019.
This Thanksgiving, it's not just about gobbling up your favorite foods. It's time to gobble up the best internet deal of the year. Introducing the Gobbles and Gigs promotion from JBN Telephone Company. For a limited time, get blazing fast gig symmetrical internet for just $50 a month for a gig of download and upload speed. Perfect for streaming, gaming, video calls, and all of your connected holiday moments. Call 785-866-2310 today or visit jbntelco.com for more details.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to MSC Sports Radio Network. You're locked into 92.1 KMZ. I'm Krenan Proppa. Alongside me, Dan Shoup. Seth back in studio helping us get this one afloat. We're here at United Wireless Arena in Dodge City, Kansas, the state level. This one is going to be a fun one for both of these teams. Again, Valley Heights taking on Sedgwick. Valley Heights, sixth in the seating here in Pool A B. Sedgwick, they are currently seated as third, 36-5 on the total year, 29-9 on the season for the Mustangs. And, you know, you look at both of these teams and they got real dominant records. And just looking at some of the big players here tonight, some of the real dominant ones, when you take a look here at the Mustangs, they've really been led by, you know, one girl at the kill position. In her entire 4 years here at the Mustang level, Ava Smith, she's been an incredible player for this Mustangs team. Ava Smith is just a junior. She sits at 5'9", but she's got over 1,000 career kills on the year, in her total career, 421 kills just this season, alongside 311 digs. So a player like her, I mean, she really opens the basket full of treats when you talk about a solid and quality player. But you can't forget some other ones. I mean, we got Paige Miller, who's done an awesome year, 570 assists, 277 digs, and then Ann Turber, 126 kills alongside 243 assists. This Mustang team brings in a lot of talent pool here tonight. When we're competing against, and kind of what's going to help them kind of extend that talent to be able to win tonight?
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, this is an interesting classification, this 2A classification down here in Dodge City. We got some teams, there's four or five teams that could possibly win this state championship, and one of them is Valley Heights. Even though they're sitting here and we're looking at it as a sixth seed in this 2A tournament, they're a team that is my dark horse. I honestly got them picked to win this thing. Now, that's saying a lot because you got Inman on the other side. You got a team like Bennington, is that right? No, Ellenwood. And Sedgwick that are the 1-2-3 seeds and have been ranked 1-2-3 pretty much all year long. So that's saying a lot. But there's a lot of confidence in this Valley Heights team right now and who they went through. They beat Hillsboro, the reigning 2A state champion, earlier in the region to get them knocked out. So I think they have a lot of confidence coming into this.
I do. And the other pool play right now is Wichita Central Christian, and then Maranatha, and then Oakley. So those will be the teams that will be trying to contend. And the top two teams from that pool, of course, will go on to Friday, or excuse me, Saturday, and the same thing here tonight. The two best teams, and we'll know all those results by the end of this one. The last one, I believe the last game being played within this pool play will end around 1:30, but we'll have the 12:30 coverage. Valley Heights versus Jonathan West. That'll be a simulcast from both KMZ and K Radio. And we are going and gotten going here in the game.
Wow.
Starts off with an ace from the Cardinals. It's the libero, Caitlin Hansen. That's her 55th ace of the year. And Sedgwick Cardinals are now up 1-0 to start this one. Serve over now again. Set up opportunity here. The near side. Block deflected right back towards the Mustang. Picked up here. Nice set opportunity for the best player on Sedgwick, Caitlin Sampson. And she fires and deals one out of play.
And that's their go-to player, is that Sampson kid for Sedgwick, 5'11 junior. Has almost 500 steals this year. She's going to be somebody to watch in this game.
Yeah, she just got that one inside. So it's now 2-0 for the Cardinals, but now make it 3-0 after a handling error from the Mustangs. The Mustangs, some self-inflicted wounds a little early, not able to take off that first reception on the serve, and now here struggling, just getting some good setup opportunities on the net. Serve over here, Mustangs with it, set up to the far side. It's an opportunity for Vermitten, and she just puts that one out of play. It's now 4-0. The Cardinals are coming out dominant here. If you're the Mustangs, you might consider taking an early timeout to get things rearranged here. You don't want to definitely go down early between blowing the far side court. Just pushed across here, set up opportunity behind the back, and just putting it down, but couldn't get it to slide.
A good decision there by the libero to let that go. I mean, she dove after it to try to neck it up, but she backed off just the last second and knocked out. Again, volleyball, it's about runs, it's about getting that momentum. Volleyball just started out a little sluggish. Again, it's 8:30 in the morning, so a lot of these kids, I mean, it's a little bit early to be playing volleyball, but knock it off and see how we can do here.
Yeah, Valley Heights, Caitlin Hemery, she's the one to serve it over here for the Mustangs. Just pushing it across is Sampson, and she's got another kill. Tipped off at the top of the net here. It's now 5-1, and Sampson came today with 423 kills on the season for Sedgwick. Well, she's got 425, and she's got two kills here tonight already. Now 5-1.
Yeah, we've got the best 2A hitters here today. I mean, you look down through the list. I mean, you'll be able to see them later on today. The 2A best hitters, they're down here today.
Here serving Olivia Byrne. She gets it across the net here for the Cardinals. Set up opportunity to put down here for Josie Parker. Push back across. It's the Mustangs trying to handle now. Set up opportunity here to get put down by Ann Gerber, her 127th kill of the season. Now 5-2.
It's interesting looking at some of these names now through the Turber, the Vermitten. I mean, there's been several of those girls go through Valley Heights over the years.
Check out Turber. She's the one here to serve for Valley Heights. Set up here for Hansen on the Cardinals. Back set up here. Now it's to Sampson on the left side corner. Now she tries to put one down, safe from the back row unit. Pushed across by Josie Parker on the right hand. Libero sets it up for Sampson once again. It's deflected right back here, and a great block from Valley Heights. Credit due to Paige Miller.
Okay, that's what I love about volleyball at this level. You see a lot of camaraderie with the kids. They're all moving together in sync, that front row, making sure you have the blocks at the right place at the right time.
Now 5-3. Sedgwick still up by two, but the Mustangs on a run. Nice jig in the front row by the libero. Oh, the Mustangs are still to put it away. Josie Parker. And she parks that one in the back right corner.
Dang, she's a 6-foot sophomore.
Yeah, I mean, really, when you're able to have that kind of athleticism.
Oh, 6-foot junior. But still, nice height.
Now 5-4. The Mustangs putting together a run, and they tie it here. Putting together an ace and a Turber.
Isn't it funny how quick things can change in volleyball? Here they were down 4-0, and all of a sudden, boom, Valley Heights went on a big run.
They have now ripped off 4 straight points when down 5-1. It's now 5-5, tied. The Mustangs getting it all wrapped up inside here. Josie Parker, she puts it across for the Mustangs. Set up opportunity. Sampson trying to put it across, and she finds the open part of the court. Now Cedric Cardinals up 6-5.
Yeah, where do you go to? I mean, when the other team has a run, who do you go to try to break that run? You go to your best player. Yeah, go to your best player, and she did it. She got the ball back on Cedric's side.
And Sampson, she's here to serve. She's already got 3 kills here tonight. Treated by the libero now. Push back. Opportunity. Trying to put this one down. Right now with it is the Mustang. Just across, and now it's going to go straight into the net. It's Mia Vermitten. And now it is 5-7. Now just getting it over here.
Good save there.
We just had some back end issues here, but now we are still going. Right now, just set up opportunity for Mustangs. They get it across. Sampson. Now across here and put down for an easy kill. Gabby Peterson. And now Sedgwick up 8-5. Now it is again Sampson back to serve. For the Cardinals, a near ace, barely just saving, dugged up by the player Vermitten on the Mustang side. Parker trying to put one down on the finesse, and she's got an easy kill. It is now 8-6.
Yeah, good decision maker by number one there on Valley Heights. Instead of just trying to nail it down the side, I mean, she just kind of tipped it over the blocker there for an easy kill.
8-6 now, Valley Heights trying to crawl back in this one. Almost an easy ace to get it over.
Oh.
And now some miscommunication. It looks like the libero, and then also for Sedgwick, Logan Buddy, they were just a little confused between each other, and they let that one just go right down. It's now 8-7. Valley Heights only down by one. Serve across by Vermitten. It will be received. Sampson, who's going to set up Booty, will get it across. And now Parker. He taps over with the two-hand push. Some great play up at the net, but a kill gets put down by the Cardinals. Now up here, 9-7. Things being corrected here on the score. And now straight into the net on a service error is the Cardinals, Jenna Wallet.
Yeah, you see a little miscommunication there on Frederick's side, and sometimes that's a good strategy on the coach's standpoint is trying to get that first hit to the libero or your setter. On the other side, kind of throws a lot of people off because then it takes your setter out of that second hit responsibility. That other people have to communicate to take it and set it up.
So right now for the Mustangs, Avery Stevenson, she gets it across. Opportunity deflected up at the line. Blake is doing here, a little bit of a wrong rally brewing. Deflected, blocked right back, saved and dug up nicely by Smith, and then putting, not able to put one down, but again, it was nearly a great save by Smith. To grab the point.
That's the first time I think they've said. I don't know if it's the first time that Smith has gotten to the front row, but the first set to Smith.
Yeah, I mentioned a player like Smith. Again, he came in the day with a career of 1,000 kills. She had the set opportunity, but goes into the net. Now Sedgwick up here, 10-8. Set number one. First round of Pool B state play here on
there
this Friday
is.
Game. And now we just talked about her, and there she goes. She cashes in here for her first kill of the night. Ava Smith.
I mean, you're talking about a 5'9 kid, and she has some ups. I mean, she has a great vertical. She plays like she's 6 foot.
Paige Miller, now to serve here for the Mustang. On the year, she's been a great player. She gets it over. Nearly an ace. One more hit to get it across on a free ball sent over by Gabby Peterson.
Where are they going to go to?
Step again. Ava Smith. It's deflected right back at her. She pushes it back across the two-hand push. Now coming up to the net and right into it. Peterson. It's now 10-10, the second time in set number one that the Mustangs have tied it with the Cardinals.
Yeah, it's kind of the match we thought. Once kind of the early morning kind of wore off a little bit, this is what we expected, a pretty tight match in this first game.
Paige Miller, she serves over here for the Mustangs. Behind the back, Steffi for Stevenson. She gets it across, miscommunication on the line, but still able to get it over. Here, Smith, and she finds it right on the backcourt line. What a kill.
Again, great. Smart play. It wasn't a perfect set for her, so instead of just hitting it in the net real hard, She kind of pulled back just a little bit and placed it back in that back corner.
Paige Miller now here to serve. Valley Heights now up for the first time tonight. 11-10. They're taking a lead. Opportunity and deflection, but just able to get it across. What an incredible play sent over on the free ball by Lauren McGinn.
Again, great block by Valley Heights. And the block was there, but great save by Sedgwick to get it back over.
Again, it was kind of pinballed around, and it was McGinn who just barely got it over. And it got the point with some miscommunication. Nearly an ace here from the backcourt, but Mustangs will be able to get it over here, sent over by the free ball from Porta. Opportunity for Sampson to put one down, and down Broadway she goes. He's the star of the show right now with five kills on this game. Now up 12-11.
Yeah, guess who just got back in the front row? Number two, Sampson for Sedgwick.
When you get a player like her as an outside hitter up there, you know she's going to make some noise now, 12-11. Ava here, and now she's got a kill.
We got one of the best hitters ourselves, Valley Heights says, and they go right to her. Made a statement.
And that's the opportunity. Smith now with three kills. She's had the last three kills here for the Mustangs. It is now 12-12, tied once again for the fourth time today in the set number one. And Ava Smith, a rare error there from the service line, and she goes right into the net.
But it's great. I mean, this is what good teams do. I mean, they get their leaders, their best players involved early. They got the Smith girl involved for Valley Heights. They got the Sampson girl involved for Sedgwick.
Serve over the net here. Smith set up opportunity here on the near side, trying to get that one put down. Vermitten couldn't get to go down, but well received. Now set up opportunity for Sampson. Sampson gets it across. Smith in the back row. Play that up now. Just going to be put over on a free ball here from the Vero side of the Mustangs. Sent over nearly. Oh, Sampson, what a setup opportunity from.
Wow.
Wow, what an incredible.
That was.
That was all the
99% of the time at the high school level, that'd be just bumped over. But Sampson got underneath it. He was clear out of bounds and still jumped up and hit that thing for a kill.
And credit to Stevenson, who was on the whole other side of the court in the corner, who was able to get that setup across the court for her player. And here, another point for Sedgwick. Now 15-12. And Sampson already unofficial here with six kills in set number one. She has been incredibly dominant. Now here for Sedgwick, Kaylin Hansen. She sends it over on the serve. Set up opportunity at the near side. Vermitten tries to put that one down, but I believe they're going to say it was out of bounds. And they do. And with that timeout, we'll take a timeout here. It's 16-12. Sedgwick Cardinals, they lead.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Listen up. Special announcement from Smoke and Joe.
This is Smoke and Joe at Metro Appliance in Seneca, your smoke and hot deal headquarters. Fridge not cooling, range not cooking, dishwasher not cleaning. Maybe the washer and dryer need attention. One call solves it all. Metro Appliance in Seneca, 336-2008. We can repair or replace. Check out new options in our store or at joemetroappliance.com. We are authorized. Servicers. Yes, we service what we sell. We deliver and install. We also remove and dispose of old product. Get your smoking hot deal today at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. And you just missed a Vermitten kill shot. It is now 16-13. So after the Valley Heights Mustangs timeout, they come out, readjust, get a kill for the net. They attack the blockers in the front row unit, and that's just what you need to do with Sampson. She's set up here, but she goes too far on the angle shot. It's now two straight points out of the Valley Heights timeout, and they've scored two straight, 16-14.
Great use of a timeout, but Valley Heights coach there to break that momentum, keep it tight, and they had good strategy of who they were going to set the ball to on serve receive, got set up, got a kill, and now back in their court.
Looks like the ball left the stadium there, but good retrieval from Kaylin Hemry. She was now able to serve it over here for the Mustangs. Sampson set up here on the near side corner, and man, she puts that one down on a frozen rope. Didn't go nowhere but forward.
I'll tell you, she's tough. She's been going cross court pretty much in all her hits up to this point, and that time she just mixed it up and went straight down line.
I think it was an adjustment. Again, you got to make. I mean, she just went out of bounds on her last kill attempt that she was up on that left outside side of the net. So now instead she goes straight and puts in a kill shot, her seventh of the set. Now 17-14, the Cardinals with the lead, getting this one over. Lydia Burns for the Cardinals. Step opportunity here for Minton. For Minton on the angle shot. Couldn't get it to go down. Step opportunity again for Sampson. Sampson keeping it inside. Goes for the angle shot. Libera picks up for Mustangs in the back row. Smith. For Minton. Free ball. Up at the top of the net. Step again for Sampson. Sampson just trying to push that one down. Deflected. Sampson, another shot here to get it across. Picked up. Dug up twice. Free ball just... Well, it didn't get sent over. Went right at the referee. That's going to be a point here for Sedgwick after the handling error.
Yeah, a little bit of a miscommunication on the third hit.
We are now down 18-14. Is the Mustangs, the Sedgwick, the Cardinals, coming in today, seated at number 3. Sent over by Burns, and Smith could not receive it. That's going to be another ace for the Cardinals, now 19-14.
I think that's the reason why they've been ranked in the top 3 all year. I mean, they got one of the best teams in 2A, and they're showing it here. Valley Heights is right still in it. They just got to break this momentum.
Stevenson, her first ace of the day, the second team ace here in set number 1 for the Cardinals.
Oh,
here
nice
trying
hit.
To put one down. Oh, what a great hit. What a way to put it off. And Turber for her second kill of the set.
Hey, nice senior leadership there to break that.
And now here it is 19-15. Stevenson. Getting it over now. Mustangs on the serve. Trying to hit this one down. And she goes out of play for the Sedgwick Cardinals. Now a point here again for the Mustangs. Going on a little bit of a run. 19-16. Over the net here, back row unit. That's Burns. Sampson setting up in the middle of the court. Just tried to get pushed across, but violation. 19-17. Crawling back right in it is the Mustangs. They've been, for the most part, playing from behind tonight, and they've done a pretty good job of getting back in it and being competitive. Sampson. Set up here, push in the back corner, and out of play.
I mean, this is the right time to do it. I mean, their best player, number 2, the Sampson kid's in the back row. She's setting now. So now Sedgwick just has 2 hitters up front. It makes it a little bit easier to defend on Valley Heights' side. And nice run by Valley Heights.
I'll take a 30-second timeout here on KMZ. Stay tuned here, 19-18. The Cardinals still lead.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you sick and tired of getting tackled at the 1-yard line? Is your current insurance provider not getting you the right coverage in your time of need? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop a game plan for the best coverage and protection of your assets. With SBS Insurance, we'll help you score that winning touchdown.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
They're 19-18 after the first timeout taken from the Sedgwick Cardinals. They're only up by 1 point here, but they still, again, have the lead. Sampson, she puts it across now for Josie Park for the Mustangs. She tries to put it over with a little bit of finesse. Sampson, she's up on the left corner. Nice pickup by the Libera in the back row of the Mustangs. Opportunity here for Josie Parker to put it back across. And, dude, that's remitting. And she's got the point here again and tied again all Mustangs and Cardinals. 19. Speaking about the number 19, Ann Turber, back to serve. She's got 2 kills and an ace today. Gets across, a near ace. Sampson getting it just across from the attacker's line. Now an opportunity here for Vermitten to put one down. Front row keeps it up for the Sedgwick Cardinals.
That might hit the end.
And that's going to be another point. Now Valley Heights, they take the second time the lead.
Excellent job by Torben. This all started with her getting a kill shot to get the serve back to Valley Heights, and here she's ran off several serves in a row.
Now 20-19, Valley Heights taking the lead again. Their largest lead tonight is just 1 point here. See if they can try to extend it. Set up opportunity here, going to Vermitten. Vermitten puts that one in between all defenders in the court. And now Valley Heights up 21-19.
Yeah, kind of surprises me that Sedgwick hasn't called a timeout. I mean, they've been on a run here. Sedgwick's coach is kind of letting them play.
Yeah, again, the lead was at one time 19-14, but here going on a run to make it 21-19 is the Mustangs. It's going to continue. Ball handling error from Sampson, the next player, the Sedgwick Cardinals.
There she goes. That's going to call a timeout.
So yeah, we got it.
That was almost late in the book. You get somebody to 22. How many points did they score in the road, Valley Heights?
Valley Heights, they started going on their scoring streak and they just had 14 points. So you're
that's
talking
eight
about
straight?
Eight straight.
That's
and,
huge in volleyball.
And they're keeping this one going, and we'll keep this one going here. It's 22-19, the second time out of set number one between the Cardinals and the Mustangs. And what a dominant one. Again, the Cardinals, they just used a timeout when they were just up 19-18. But when a team like the Mustangs rattle off eight straight points and Cherber, she's credible for two of those points. And again, a lot of that momentum crediting, and then also for Mitten, she's got two kills in this run. I mean, the Mustangs, they're contending for a chance here to pick up set number one.
Yeah, I mean, again, you got to give it to the Torber girl, the senior. It started with her again with that first kill to kind of break Sedgwick's momentum, and she's just been rattling off these serves nonstop. Now, kudos to the other kids doing their part on their side.
And Cerber, she gets it over here on the serve for the Mustangs. Mustangs up 3 points right now, 22-19. Finesse shot put over by Sedgwick. Now Josiah Parker, she puts one down. Now 23-19. The Valley Heights Mustangs have a chance to pick up set number one, just 1 point away from set point.
And she's been serving to this, about the same person every time, so they must have something keyed on her.
Now the back row unit, Smith, she's going to pick it up. Step opportunity here to Vermitten. Vermitten, and I think she's right down the line. Man, that was...
Wow, they called it out.
Whoa, they did?
But they're saying touch at the net.
Yeah, okay, that's
they
what
they are saying touch at the net, but the guy made the call out.
So Vermitten and set number one. She's got three kills on the year. She's got 245. Cerber gets it across. It's set point. 24-19. Mustangs a chance to put set number one away, and they do.
Wow, what a comeback by Valley Heights. What a comeback.
Oh, my gosh, and what a comeback indeed, because they were down 19-14, and then they rattle off 11 points straight to beat and take set number one over the Sedgwick Cardinals.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, we'll be back here in just 1 minute here for set number two, the Mustangs taking on Sedgwick.
Citizens State Bank, with locations in Hanover, Marysville, and Waterville, wants to wish the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs good luck at the state tournament and proud to support this broadcast. Citizens State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today, and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, here, set number one just got taken by the Mustangs, and we talk about it. It was 19-14, but get this right. It ended 25-19. The Mustangs went off and got 11 points straight, and it wasn't even just by Ava Smith. Ava Smith didn't even have any points in that time, and she's the best player here when you talk about kill stats from the Mustangs. It was Vermitten, she got going, Paige Miller, Stevenson, and Ann Cherber, and really this whole Mustangs team, man, they, from top to bottom, they got a great roster full of not just one hitter, two hitters, three hitters, but four.
Yeah, I mean, and I think the big difference was when the coaches of the two teams called their timeouts. Valley Heights did an excellent job of calling their timeout early to break the momentum before it got too spread to the other side. I thought Sedgwick maybe should have called a timeout when it got tied up or got close to being tied up instead of waiting until Valley Heights got a 2-3-4 point lead in that first set. But yeah, what a comeback, Valley Heights. I mean, they kind of woke up and really started playing.
Again, and another thing, you mentioned Kaylee Sampson, and she had seven kills in that set number one for the Cardinals.
Yeah, obviously.
She was real quiet in the second half.
Right. You can tell. I mean, she's the person to go to. They kind of went away from her there in the second half of that first set.
Here now, Mustangs start to serve in set number two, working from closest to farthest. On the far side, it's the Mustangs. On the near side, we're seeing the Cardinals. And here, the point to start with set number one would be the Cardinals.
Yeah, that was a good block by 28. Don't know what her name is, but that was a good block.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing about here, the Cardinals, is we don't have a couple of their players that we were given and told about aren't wearing the same numbers. So,
Though. Sometimes kids forget their uniforms and stuff like that. Coaches always have those spare uniforms on hand. That might be the case, might not, I don't know.
But again, your Mustangs, all their players are the same numbers. And Ava Smith here trying to put down
a
number
little bit
on the stat line, but she can't get that one to go down. It's now 0-2, but you talked about it in set number one. It was a 4-0 start for Cardinals.
Right, but in that first set, the Smith girls in the back row, she didn't get really into the game until, they got behind 4 or 5 points. Right from the get-go at Valley High, she got her in the front row and tried to get her to kill shot off the bat.
Smith, she sets up Jokey Parker here. She sends over on the right-hand punch. Sampson, she's trying to get her ticket to go down, and she's got a kill. Now 3-0 for the Cardinals. Same start as set number one.
Yeah, make Valley Heights, if you're Sedgwick, have to play the Sampson. Make them have to adjust some things to get it in somebody else's hands.
8 kills tonight already for Kaylin Sampson for the Cardinals. She's done great tonight again on the year, 423. Coming in today, she's got over 430 on the season. Set up here for Ava Smith. Pitches to the top of the line. Now on the backcourt here, now getting it set up for Sampson. Sampson, she pushes across. Nice pick up from Vermitten in the back row. Ava Smith just putting over in a love tap, and that one's down and in.
I'll tell you, an excellent job at Valley Heights. You can tell when teams are well coached. I don't know what her strategy was in that first game to keep her in the back row. The first set and second set, she's starting the front row. Because on the other side, as a coach, you're looking at how can I match up my best blockers with their best hitters.
Opportunity here to get it across for Sedgwick. They do. Back corner. They try to go. Ava Smith, she's set up. And deflection. It's going to be a point here as it's going to be a kill for, again, Ava Smith, her second of the second set.
And that's what the Sampson kid's talking to her coach right now. Do I need to block on the same side Smith is on? Because right now they're having their weaker blockers block Smith.
Well, Smith had 3 kills in set number one here. And right now in set number two, Kaylin Sampson, she's got 2 kills. She just put one down for the Cardinals. It is 4-2. They lead set number two. But again, if you weren't here for set number one, Valley Heights, they picked it up. They won 25-19. They scored 11 points straight when they were down
19-14. No lead safe here.
Lead is definitely right now 4-2. No lead is safe. Step opportunity here to Ava Smith once again, and she nearly puts that one down. See if she can. One more hit to get it across. Sampson with the strength bears it over. Great save from the Cardinals. An opportunity here, Smith, again, set up here and put down too far out.
There's no question what the strategy of Valley Ice is right now. It's like, just get the ball to Smith. She's had set up like 4 or 5 times in a row, and she's good enough that she's hitting around the blocks. Keep going to her.
It is now 4-3 right now. The Mustangs are down by one, but now they tie it all here. Not able to get a good handle. It won't be considered an ace, but ball handling error from the Sedgwick Cardinals.
And this is where to take advantage of, because they got the Smith girl in the back row now, so she's not a potential hitter in that front row, and they're a little bit different team when Smith's in the back row.
Now Paige Miller, she's here to serve for Mustangs. She's been great all tonight, especially getting good assists on the year. She's nearly at 600. Miller, she gets this one over here for the Mustangs. Now pushed across.
Oh, good
block. Great block up in the front row unit.
Number 9.
Credits there to Krista Porter, her first point of the day.
Good
that
block.
One comes off a block.
Yep.
And now the Mustangs take a lead, 5-4. And again, like set number one, they start off down 3-0, but they take an early lead. Deflected right back here at the Cardinals. Setting up here. And that one's going to go down as a block again. Back-to-back points off block this time. And Turber, her first block point of the game. Now 6-4.
Yeah, for Sedgwick, they've got to get some rotations to get Sampson back in that front row.
Again, Valley Heights, they're the 6th-seeded team in this Pool B here against Sedgwick Cardinals, who are right now seeded at 3rd. Set up for Smith, and Smith,
what a hit. Tell you, she's one of the best hitters in 2A, and they're going to her. They're saying, hey, we're going to put it in Smith's hands. We got her in the front row, and let's keep setting her up.
Well, buddy, she was all the way in the far back row for the Cardinals, and the heat got to her, and that dig went all the way back over out of bounds. But here, an opportunity to get things back up for the Cardinals. They're now, they're still down 7-5.
Good hit down line there by number 14.
And putting that one down, Lauren McGinn on the year. She's got 145 kills. She's got two kills tonight, one in set one, one in set number two. Paige Miller setting up Smith, and what a backhand finesse shot. Put that one down, 8-5.
I love the strategies involved. Being a coach myself, I love the strategies. They're moving Smith around now. They did her back set to the opposite side, kind of throw the other team off because they've been talking about how we're going to block her, how we're going to block her.
Smith, yeah, she gets it over here. She's won the serve. Opportunity to just push it over. Peterson for the Cardinals. Now opportunity for Vermitten. Vermitten trying to go in between the defenders on the attack of court line. Opportunity to put it back over by Stevenson. Stevenson right on the line. See, that's Peterson who's down on the line. That's her first kill tonight.
Fans don't like that, but that's probably a good call.
It was right there again, right on the white. If it was chalk, you probably would have seen it fly up in the air.
You kind of need that chalk ball. Out there, line judges, kudos to them.
Over for the Cardinals, putting it over. Briella Stevenson. Now backcourt, a backhand shot once again, and we've seen that by the Mustangs.
Very good court awareness by Valley Heights players of knowing where the open spots are in Sedgwick's defense and their coverage.
And both points have been on that left side of the net. They've been turning that hand off to the right, and they've just been swooping it down and hitting it on that near corner. And, yeah, again, that's a tight spot for a defender to even be at. And here's some miscommunication from the Cardinals. No one was calling that one. Might be a timeout here, but it looks like the Cardinals, they're going to...
The coach is still standing by her strategy. Just let them play.
Let them play and see what can get made up here. But again, down by four to Valley Heights, who took set number one, 25-19. We're in set number two. It is 10-6. And that lead will only continue.
Yeah. In volleyball, it's such an emotional roller coaster. Sometimes you got to nip it in the bud a little bit and call some timeouts to try to break it.
Now 11-6 after the ball handling error, barely just getting the serve over, is the Mustangs pushing the back row. McGinn. And McGinn is able to break a little bit of momentum here.
Yeah, that was good. Again, court awareness by McGinn there in the front row. Of not trying to just hit it through the block. He found a spot open in the coverage of Valley Heights and knocked it down.
Again, that is her third kill of the game. Second kill in set number two here. It's now 11-7. And
wow.
Unfortunately, they left.
Sedgwick, you just broke the momentum of Valley Heights. It's kind of had it since the middle of last game. And you just can't do those service errors. You're just giving it right back to him.
Briella Stevenson, she's the one who had the service there.
Who are you getting the serve to? The person that ran off the 11 points in the last set.
Sampson here, and she puts one down for a kill. Now 12-8. Sampson, three kills in set number two here, but in set number one, she finished with seven. There was an anchor on the serve for the Cardinals, and that one's going to be an ace. There was a Mustang to call that one.
Yeah, it looked like the libero. That's where she was wanting to pass the ball. I don't know if she wasn't quite sure where the setter was going to be at that instant or what.
That's the miscommunications on both sides of the court. But again, the Valley Heights, they've been pretty good here. And what a nice little backhand put across by Paige Miller on the
Mustangs.
But now Sampson, she tried to put one down for a fantastic kill but couldn't get it down. He handled well.
We're going to try it again.
Free ball set up. Sampson puts down. And that one's right in front of Ava Smith.
And again, it wasn't a great set on the setter's part, but Sampson, being good enough, went up and reached for it and put it down right in the middle of the court.
Yeah, didn't have a lot on the heat scale, but still went down. Now, here at Valley Heights, just up by a few.
Oh, good hit.
Now, good hit. Now, set up opportunity again for Sampson. Sampson trying to put it down.
Somebody was in the net.
And it looks like the miscommunication, and that's going to be a point. Or Valley
High.
I was getting a little stuttered and confused because, again, I'm kind of looking here at their official thing. They had it as 13-10, but they've switched it. But I think they're kind of wrong right now. They're going to see if we can get that as a correction on their bottom staff.
What do you think it is right now?
Well, they're going to have it as
13-11.
Okay, 13-11. That's what it should be right now. They had a little bit of an issue down the court side with tracking the score, but you're now corrected, Sampson, and she's going to have that one as a kill shot, make it 13 as well.
I'll tell you, you can tell. Sedgwick is a different team when Sampson gets to that front row. Where on Valley Heights' side, when Smith gets to the back row, Valley Heights still has some hitters in that front row. You really don't notice that much of a difference in their level of play. But Sedgwick, you do.
Here, getting across, set up opportunity for Ava Smith, and she puts one down for a kill.
You know what I just talked about, when she got back to the front row, who do you go to? Go to the Smith kid.
14 to 12, Ava Smith.
She can, man, the kid's got some up. I mean, she can jump. For a kid being 5'9", she can jump.
Here now, serving across. Opportunity here, Sampson going back door on the setup. Kill shot, it's Sampson trying to get put down by the Cardinals. Couldn't get it. Ava Smith, and she racks that up for another kill in set number two. Now a 15-12 is the Valley Heights Mustangs.
It just about looked like she's getting up high enough that she's hit it over the double block.
Yeah,
that's a pretty impressive.
Back row, fighting at the top of the net, but the block by Ava Smith.
Yeah, good block, net play there by Smith.
And now we're going to see a timeout taken from the Cardinals. They're down 16-12 and a must-win set number two. We'll be back here in 30 seconds on KMZ 92.1.
Are you looking to team up with a local bank that's ready to help you succeed? Hi, I'm Lynette Hiltzgren with First Heritage Bank. From opening a checking account that can put money in your pocket to helping you buy a new home, we have the products and experience to help you succeed. Whether we are next to you on the sidelines supporting our hometown team or across the desk helping you purchase a new vehicle, you can count on our local staff to help you reach your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender located in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion, or online at 1hbank.com. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to MSC Sports Radio Network. You're locked into KMZ 92.1. I'm Craig Proff alongside Dan Shoup, set back in studio. It's 16-12. And, you know, surprisingly, it's taken a long time here for the Cardinals to finally call their first timeout, and they do it late in the set number two that they need to win, 16-12. And they're down again. They are in a desperate need of effort to come out and win this one. Getting across, Ava Smith. Opportunity for Miller, back to Smith, and Smith tries to go within the defenders, and the attacker's line now set up here on the left side, just put over, Sampson, good tip of the net, Sampson back again, set up, and just put
good
over,
save.
Yeah, great save by Smith on the Mustangs, pushed over here now by Miller, opportunity up at the net, deflected, back on the Mustang side, Miller, Smith, between defenders, they're going to say that one was just off
good
the
dig
floor
by the
libero. That was a great save. And now Smith,
yep,
and he finally puts that one down. So as it kept going, it feels like the heat only got stronger.
Right, you knew what Valley Hawks were going to end up doing. If they can get set, they're going to go to Smith. He's been killing it down pretty successfully at a high percentage. Now on the Cedric side, they went to Smith girl for a couple times. She got blocked, got misdirected a little bit, and they kind of went away from her. It's like, you got to keep it in your hands of your leader.
On set number one, Smith only had three kills. But set number two here, she got seven kills and a block. Eight out of the team's total, well, now 18 points as a error against the Cardinals as they went out of bounds on the left side.
I thought this is a very important first game.
And it really sets the tone here for Valley Heights here on out, and especially for the Sedgwick Cardinals, who, again, are the third-seeded team coming into the state today. Going to get a violation.
Well, if it's not that, I mean, you got another team just waiting for you in this bracket with Ellenwood being on your side, which Ellenwood, again, is one of those teams that is projected to be a state champion caliber team.
I believe they play Ellenwood at 1:30. That's the game right after Donovan West and Valley Heights here. Point four, the Mustangs. They are now up 19-13.
Well, I mean, the first game we talked about the Torber kid and how she had to serve to kind of break the momentum and ran off 14 points in a row. Now it's about the Smith kid.
And Smith, well, that wasn't Smith right there. That was Krista Porter for her first kill of the game. She puts that one down. It's now 20-13. The Cardinals call another timeout. We'll call a timeout as well, as the Mustangs are on pace to winning the first game here of pool play as they're up 20-13 in set number two.
If you find yourself wondering, but do I really need life insurance? The short answer is yes. But actually, it's no. You don't need it. Your family needs it. The answer may be a bit more personal and includes things like car payments, student loan debt, mortgage protection, or even a farm operating note. No matter where you are in life or what your expenses may be that could be left behind, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. See Kirk Peterson, your local Farm Bureau agent in Seneca.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
come back here. It is 20-13 of set number two. Valley Heights, they won set number one when they were down 19-14, but they were out up 11 straight to win 25-19. And here they are up to set number two again, 20-13. And back to serve is Paige Miller for the Mustangs, trying to secure the first game here of Pool Play B. It is the sixth seed team against the third seed Valley Heights. Again, that's in the lead. And man, she puts this one down.
They just can't stop her. They just can't figure out a rotation or adjustment on Sedgwick's side to get Smith blocked in that front row.
And Smith here, she's got 9 of the team's 21 points here in set number two. She has been a dominant force, helping this Mustangs team be up 21-13. But
she's going to save this?
Wow. Paige Miller all the way from the backcourt line, and she's got a dig here as well and just put over by Turber. What an incredible effort here by the Mustangs to extend this rally and keep it going for them. Smith, Finette, digs. Now here, step opportunity near side. Peterson, she gets it over, and a nice finesse by Miller. Again, Peterson, down, dig for the bear of the Mustangs. Just push across by Smith. Back row now. Opportunity here to put it down. Deflection, Smith saves it, gets it over,
wow.
But on the put down, up on the front row is the Cardinals. It is now 21-14, and probably the longest rally.
That's what I was just about to say. That's the longest rally we had today. Great hustle on both sides, getting down on the floor, getting saves, and good put down there by 28 of Sedgwick.
And now, again, Sedgwick is still down 21-14, down by a touchdown, and that's gonna take a score.
It's going to be tough the way that Valley Heights is playing right now to make this big of a run.
They got to win set number two to force set number three against this Mustangs team. Set up here on the near side. Turber trying to go down, and it's going to be a low dive. Not good. Turber, number 19 for the Mustangs, gets a 22nd point. Set number two here is 22-14. And Turber, she's got her second kill at set number two.
Yeah, I think the Samson kid's still on that back row. I mean, they need to get her rotated around and getting her back in the front row.
Smith, over the net now. Well received by the Cardinals. Smith setting up for McGinn. Push back across here. Nice deflection and block. Front row unit. Nice deflection. Handled well to the top line of the Mustang. Put over on the free ball. Sampson, near side. And are they going to stay on the line?
Yeah, on the back side of that white line back there. And that's what Cedric and Dow needed, finally, to break it. Now, at 22-15, that's a tough call to run off that many when somebody's got 22 against you.
And Gabby Peterson, it feels like she's been set up all night long, but she's only had really a couple of opportunities to put it down. That's her second kill just the entire game. Here, chopping one down for Mitten for the Mustangs. Couldn't get it to flow through. And now a free ball. It's got to be sent over. It's in the back row corner. Almost out of play, but Smith picks it up just before it landed on the corner. Nice put across by Turber. Point here, violation against the Mustangs. Now 22-16.
A little net violation there, but she's a little bit off balance.
Now here for the Cardinals. Brielle Stevenson to serve. And a must-win set number two. Keeping across. Set up opportunity here. Trying to get put down by Porter. Or Steve in the back row. Opportunity for Peterson. And she's got a kill shot right off the hands of Porter.
Yeah, somebody else on Cedric's side is going to have to step up and get some points generated for them until they can get the other girl back in the front row. But I don't know if we're going to have enough time to get those knee rotations with 22 of Valley Heights.
So it was Peterson who, again, gets the point. That's her third of the set. Put across here by Vermitten. Opportunity to get it set up here again for Peterson. Peterson going on the angle shot. Picks up the bear of the Mustangs. Opportunity here. Setting up on the near side. Push across. And Vermitten. She's got a kill.
Yep, I see.
It's 23-17 in set number two, and just 1 point away from match point for the Mustangs. Back to serve, Kaylin Hemery. Just over the net, near ace, and the back row line, just trying to get it over now. Free ball sent across by Sampson. Up from Smith, trying to get one on the put down, and she does. Josie Parker.
Nice hit in the middle. Good set there. Good quick set to your 6 foot kid there in the middle front. Nice hit.
24-17, match point here for the Mustangs. A chance to win the first game of Pool B.
Oh, where you gonna go
Smith,
to?
And Smith goes to the backcourt, couldn't get it to go down. Opportunity here again, blocked, deflected, back row, Mustangs! They take The first game, 25-17 in set number two. They won set number one, 25-19. Incredible game one win for the Valley Heights Mustangs. Their next game isn't going to be until 11:30, which they'll play Ellenwood. And then at 12:30, they'll be back on, and then we'll have them playing at Donovan West, which that will be a simulcast between both KMZA and CARE. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes here. Stay tuned on KMZA 2.1.
Transform your outdoors with Lamberson Construction. At Lamberson Construction, we specialize in creating stunning pools, beautiful stamped decorative concrete, and replacing or pouring new driveways and sidewalks. Whether you're looking to enhance your backyard or upgrade your curb appeal, we've got you covered. Ready to take the next step? Give us a call at 785-851-9007 and let's bring your vision to life.
End of summer deals are heating up here at Nemaha Valley Motors in Seneca. We have a variety of 6.4-liter Hemi Ram 2500 Tradesman trucks with $8,000 in rebates. We also have a variety of Chrysler Pacificas in stock with $5,000 in rebates. The number of new vehicles in stock has not been like this in years. There's also a great selection of GMC vehicles in stock as well. Come by and say hi to Dale and Tanya and experience purchasing a vehicle in a relaxed atmosphere. Most customers leave saying, "Wow, that was easy."
Citizens State Bank, with locations in Hanover, Marysville, and Waterville, wants to wish the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs good luck at the state tournament and proud to support this broadcast. Citizens State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We're back here for the final time. Quick little recap here, and we're going to send things back to the studio. We'll be back here on M at about 11:30 for Valley Heights' next game against Ellenwood in full play, then at 12:30 against Dalton West. But here, just a quick little recap. Valley Heights, they were down set number one, 19-14 at one point. They rattled off 11 straight points to win first set, 25-19 in set number two. They were able to really just come out really great. I mean, they were down 3-0 to start it, but again, the Mustangs real dominant there. They won 25-17. Quick little stat cap here from the Mustangs head coach, Susan Steinfort. Ava Smith, she finished with 11 kills in that one, including a block. She had 12 total team points. Josie Parker, she had 3 kills. Vermitten, she had 4 kills and a block the entire night, or the entire game. Paige Miller, block and a kill. And then Tever, talk about her. She had some great stats too, with 4 kills, a block, and an ace. Great team stats there from the Mustangs. Again, they won the first game of pool play against the Sedgwick Cardinals, the third-seeded team, Mustangs. They are the 16th team again. They'll be back here at just about 11:30 as they take on Ellenwood here on KMZA 92.1. But again, you'll have some more coverage from other things going on around the area. But thank you for staying tuned for this one. And again, we'll be back here for coverage at 11:30 here for Valley Heights taking on Ellenwood.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio.